Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome to Beauty News. Welcome. We are poolside at the resort. Don't be jealous. We'll all be out of ISO one day and you can plan your holidays.
And this is my while you're in. So I am socially isolating. Just
gorgeous. Yeah, there's no one here. Look, everyone got the fuck out.
Yes, yeah, but for me. This is what YouTube money buys.
I know. That's a lie. All right, guys. So this is the 17th of April edition. We're going to be talking about new release beauty products, but no updates because we don't have any. I don't think we've ever done an episode where we didn't have an update. How good is that?
At least one.
There's a silver lining to this COVID-19 shit.
That's true.
It's this.
All right, so before we get into the new stuff, I do want to quickly say sorry again about how crappy this quality is. We have had a few people try to suggest, like, use mics, and we have microphones. Unfortunately, we don't have the adapters to our computer, and we can't record it separately because the videos lag, and there's parts where certain parts lag with the audio. So if we had to sync external audio to the video, it would be a royal pain in the ass. And we can't really get adapters until we can go and get assistance with that. And when we can do that, we'll just be filming anyway.
Recording together.
Yeah, so when social isolation is up, we'll be able to record together anyway. So, yeah, just bear with us. It is what it is. Yeah. We're aware that the audio is crap and the visuals crap. But enjoy the background.
It is what it is. It's social isolation. Sometimes you've got to make things work. We're making it work. Deal with it.
Yes. All right. So the first thing this week is a new mini gloss set from Anastasia Beverly Hills. Now, this is launching the 17th of April. So when you're watching this, it will be out in a few hours' time. And it's essentially just a mini gloss set that has four new shades with two new formulas. There's some that look sort of transparent but very, very glittery. So I'm thinking very Pat McGrath-ish. And there are two that look like nude cream formulas. These might be sheerer than some of their past lip glosses because I do have some nude lip glosses from them and they're quite opaque. So maybe that's the difference with the new formula. I don't know. But if there's any updates, we'll have it on the screen.
From Tarte's sister brand Awake, we have some new skincare products. So we have the Pore Appeal Texture and Pore Refining Pads. So these are double-sided, like facial exfoliating pads. They contain BHA acid to chemically exfoliate. The pads will manually exfoliate, and they also have amino acids, vitamin B5, and centella extract. They're clinically proven to brighten and improve the appearance of pores, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles. $35 for 30 pads. Then we have the Power After Hour 2% Retinol Complex. So this is a sleep oil, apparently. It contains 2% retinol complex and 10 plus botanical oil blends. I wonder if that means 11.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. It also contains fruit extracts to exfoliate, nourish, and smooth the skin. So that one retails for $39 US, and they're both available now at Ulta.com.
Oh, shoot me, Hayley. There is something pretty in this week's beauty news, and it makes me want to buy a highlighter.
I know. I saw it. I was wondering what you would think about this.
It looks pretty. So, Becca, there's a new highlighter coming. So this is the Shimmering Skin Perfector Pressed Highlighter. And what shade is it? Own Your Light?
Yes. So they're calling it a universal shade that makes your external appearance shine just as beautifully as your inside.
I think for some people that would be the Jeffree Star Black Highlighter. Let's be real. So they're saying that this is a warm gold meets ultra fine and bright pigment in peach and pink tones that adapt to the undertones of your skin and thus bring out the natural glow. So this has been spotted on Douglas Cosmetics for €39.99. but it's coming elsewhere soon. Now, this, look, I'm going to say it's not the most unique thing. Things like this have come out, but they're quite hard to find. Is that fair to say?
I think that's fair to say. And I think what interests me about this one is I get the vibe that this is like a transparent-y nude base. So kind of like the Hatice Schmidt Becker highlighter in Berlin Girl Glow, where that has like a silvery, cool-toned hint to it. But when it, like, you catch it at certain angles, it looks nude.
Yeah, it's like a nude base with a bluey silver shift, yeah.
I kind of get the vibe that that's what this is, just with like a pinky peach shift.
Could be, but like these kind of things that I've seen in the past, like I'm thinking of Urban Decay, Fireball. There's a few other brands that have brought this kind of highlighter out, and it's a really beautiful concept. But generally what it is, it's a peach base with a pink shift. And that can look very vibrant and dark on the face.
Yes. Yeah.
So if this is more of a nude base with that duochrome, it could be really, really gorgeous.
Yeah. Like they're saying it's a warm gold with peach and pink, but like if you look at it's swatched on all of the different skin tones, it works on all of them. And that's why it makes me think it's that translucent nude base.
If it is, I think I'm going to get it.
Yeah, I agree. It does look really pretty. I think there's a lot of people who are interested in this as well.
Yeah. Look, at least they're doing something a little bit different compared to just bringing out the same highlighter with a different pan. So, good on them.
All right, very quickly, we have a Midnight Festival collection from BH Cosmetics. It's available now, and this is limited edition. So it consists of the Midnight Festival eyeshadow palette. It's $15. Apparently, that's sale price, and it's going to be $20.
Introductory price, yeah.
Yeah. So 20 pan palette there. They've got mattes, shimmers, and pressed glitters. So just be aware of that. There's also the Midnight Festival So Extra High Shine Lip Gloss Duos. So these are $9 for their introductory price. Regular price will be $12. There's a Candy Duo and the Plur Duo. And then there's a 10-piece brush set with a brush holder. The introductory price is $18.75 and the regular price will be $25.
Interesting. It's going to be interesting seeing so many brands bring out like festival collections that people can't actually wear to festivals anymore. But I also wanted to say that we didn't mention that the highlighter, the Becca highlighter, is also limited edition. So
okay, shit.
Yeah, we got to get on to it, Ailey.
They need to open the stores so we can bloody swatch it in person.
No. The last thing I want to do is buy something that I already have.
Yeah, absolutely.
So like, I do want to swatch it in store, that's for sure. All right, the next thing is from Bobbi Brown. So we've seen an upcoming summer collection. This is the Flower Motif collection.
So this collection is in collaboration with a New York florist called Flower Girl NYC.
Yeah, and it's pretty much just like there's floral packaging, there's very floral colours to the shades. But essentially what we've got a highlighter powder in pink glow. That's a permanent one, isn't it?
Oh, it's so pretty. I think it is, yes.
Yeah, it's just got a very pretty pan design, so if you're into that. Then we've got blush and glow duos. So there's two shades available. One is sort of pink-toned and one is more peachy-toned. And it looks like they're cream products.
So, yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, so, yeah, it is what it is. We've got the crushed oil infused gloss in three shades, so Rose Garden, Red Hibiscus, and Sweet Dianthus.
And oh my god, they look dead for these. Like that sort of nudie brownie mauve one,
Rose Garden.
I think I want that.
It does look very pretty. Then we've got the Longwear Cream Shadow Stick Duo in three shades. So these are double ended stick products. We don't know the shade names, but yeah, everything is very, very sort of nude, florally wearable with floral designs. So if that's up your alley, it's coming in May.
All right, we've got a collection here from Buxom Cosmetics. This is called the Staycation Vibes Collection, which is really tacky with the current climate, but okay. So it consists of the Extrovert Eyeshadow Palette, $39 US, Primer-Infused Bronzer.
What?
Thank you. That's exactly what I was going to say. So it comes in two shades. It's $28 US. There's a full-on plumping lip polish. This comes in four shades, $21 US. Is that really expensive for Buxom?
Well, they're known for their lip glosses. So I reckon that that they make their money on their lip glosses, because that does seem fairly... that, like, we were talking last week about high-end brands bringing out, like, $25 lip glosses.
Yeah.
And Buxom's having $21 lip glosses. But again, we don't really have access to Buxom, so I don't know if people pay it, but...
Yeah.
Knocking cups over.
My God. Hopefully that was empty.
It luckily was.
Thank God.
Oh, really?
There you go. Beauty news blooper.
Look, got to get the excitement happening somehow.
I know. Not much going on other than $21 lip glosses.
And knocking old coffee cups over, yes.
Yes. The last thing in the collection is a Scoop It Up Plumping Lip Gloss Set. So this is a four-pack of, I believe, mini lip glosses for $25 US. It's available now at Ulta Beauty. So if you want a priming bronzer, primer-infused bronzer,
yeah,
or $21 lip gloss.
Yeah, yeah. The sad thing about it is, though, that the bronzers actually look very nice.
They really do.
If it wasn't for the dicky claims, I would be like, if I had access to these, I would swatch them.
Fair.
But a lot of people are making connections with the Extrovert palette to ABH palettes. This looks quite ABH. It's got the pop of yellow, pop of blue, pop of mint, pop of pink. But, you know, if you're digging it, go for it. All right, we've seen a new product coming from... Charlotte Tilbury. Hayley will be happy. She's a Charlotte Tilbury fanatic right now.
You know what? I kind of, when I read about this, I was into it, and then I saw the price tag and I was not into it.
That's fair. So this is expanding the Magic range, and it's the Magic Serum Crystal Elixir. So it's supposed to be new, groundbreaking skincare innovation. That is actually what they're saying.
It's a supercharged secret.
Yeah, so they have collaborated with expert scientists and globally renowned facialists to bring us groundbreaking serum for hydrated, youthful-looking skin.
Perfectly blended.
I know. High-performance elixir to give you and your skin a magic boost.
Magic boost.
Anyway, so it is... anti-aging serum with vitamin C.
Polyglutamic acid. They're saying it's four times more hydrating than hyaluronic acid.
Cool. So vitamin C, and it's got vitamin C and hydration, brightening and hydrating, but it's got all these caps lock words. Fuck it, Al.
It does. It does indeed. It launches on the 16th of April, so it's out now if you want it. £60.
Painful.
It's a bit rich.
If you want all that excitement in your life, you've got to pay for it, right, Hayley?
You do.
Yeah.
You do indeed.
All right, we've seen some new lip products from e.l.f. Cosmetics. They've launched their Sheer Slick Lipsticks. So these are a silky, slick lip formula inspired by summer days of biting into juicy, delicious fruit.
Oh.
Let this lipstick melt into your lips, leaving you with a sheer wash of colour and a smooth, hydrated feel. So there's six shades available. So there's grapefruit, cherry slush, dragon fruit, orange, wild peach, jam or jelly. Available now at e.l.f. Cosmetics for $5 US each. They look interesting. And you look at the marketing image, you're like, oh yeah, I see like a orange and a pink and another orange and a light pink and a darker pink. You look at them swatched and they all look the same.
They look really swatched, don't they?
They look really dull.
Yeah, they do. They do.
And they don't look very hydrating. Like, that doesn't entice me.
No, I like the description and the photo of them in their bullets, that gets me going. And then I see the swatches and I'm like, even for $5, I'm not interested.
They look like bad sort of cream cheek products.
Yeah, they do. They do.
And there's no nudes, which is sad.
No,
anyway,
if you want
a cheap, hydrating, juicy, biting into juice lip product.
They might be really nice. I think they just sort of flopped on that swatch photo.
Yeah, I agree.
From M Cosmetics, we have the new Flexi Brow Clear Brow Gel. So it's a gel-based formula that sets brows in place without feeling wet or stiff. And it's got a small taper brush that coats from root to tip, giving you quick and precise application. They're also launching a new shade of their Micro Fluff Brow Cream in Dark Espresso, which is a deep brown to black with neutral undertones, and it's all available now. Also, from April 13th to April 23rd, they will be donating 15% of their brow collection profits to Feeding America's COVID-19 relief. Kaja Beauty have launched highlighters, bronzers, and lip oils for summer. So first up, we have the Beachy Stamp Blendable Liquid Bronzer. This is $24. It comes in two shades, toasty and shady. Now, these are essentially liquid bronzers with a stamp applicator.
So it's like a cushion foundation type compact.
Yes.
You stamp it
with
on
a built-in stamper. Now, the stamper is in the shade of a star. I don't know why, but okay, go off. Then we have the same thing in a highlighter. These are the Glowy Stamp Liquid Highlighters, $24, comes in two shades, Dreamy and Gleamy. This has a stamper in the shape of a moon. Why? 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 Fucking explain to me why. The highlighter, maybe I understand, because it would be cool with festival season to like stamp little glowy moons on you. The bronzers I don't get at all. Like, what are you going to do? Stamp a little star in here and then fucking blend it out?
Look, one thing I find interesting about this though is that if they actually created these with a good shape to them, so, like, yeah, if the moon was to fit here.
Yeah.
Or there was, like, a triangle to fit here.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can see how that actually works.
And then blend it out. Yeah. But these are little. Like, the moon,
yeah,
you can see with the, like, the sort of swatch pictures.
They're like this big.
Yeah. Like, they're little. They're little. The highlighter, I kind of, like, I can get it a bit more, but the bronzer, I'm just like, you lost me. What?
Yeah.
Why? You know what this reminds me of?
What?
When Glam Glow were like constantly releasing those stupid glitter masks, and then they started releasing stencils, and I'm like, you're desperate, you're thirsty, go and have a drink of water and stop creating this shit, because what the fuck? What the fuck?
Yeah. Fair. And the sad thing about it is that these could be really nice sort of cushion, bronzer, highlighter products.
Yeah.
But they lean so much into gimmick that you would buy it and go, this is too hard to use. This is annoying to use.
I
have to say their Vacay Shiner Glowy Lip Balm Oils, $18 in one shade, Beachy Nude, is very pretty.
It looks gorgeous. I would buy that. I would buy that. It's stunning. I don't understand this weird stampy thing.
No, and that's totally fair. I agree with you entirely. And even though, if you think about it, if you're going to do a moon and a star, you probably should swap the shades around. So again, you can sort of get the moon in here if you needed to.
Yeah.
And blend. And then if you wanted to put little stars on you in highlighter, you can.
That would make sense.
It doesn't but it doesn't make sense to me.
No.
All right, next thing is MAC. There's a new Mosaic Masterpiece collection that's been spotted at MAC Germany. So I don't know what's happening with it, but it's available now in Germany. And if you wanted it, it might be coming to your country sometime soon. I don't know. But essentially, we've got three lipsticks. We've got the Creative Copper Eyeshadow 9-pan palette with a whole bunch of existing shades and whatnot in it. We've got the Extra Dimension Skin Finish in Whisper of Guilt, which is a very overused one. We've seen it time and time again. It's a permanent one. There's the Liquid Last Liner in Point Black. There's the In Extreme Dimension 3D Black Lash Mascara in 3D Black, another permanent thing. The Kajal Crayon in Masala, which is a dark brown. And then the 494 SES Precision Blush Brush, with all with limited edition packaging. So a lot of this, there would be some new shades here, but a lot of it is just repackaged stuff. So it is what it is. But if you like the blue packaging with the gold mosaic design and you like some of these MAC products as permanents, there you go.
From MAC's Factor, we have the Second Skin Foundation, Miracle Second Skin Foundation. So it's a hydrating foundation with coconut milk, prebiotics, probiotics, and SPF 20. It's clinically proven to support skin renewal. Big claims.
Yeah.
This is supposed to have second skin undetectable coverage that glides over your complexion, and it's suitable for sensitive skin. It comes in 13 shades.
Yeah. And interesting.
Yeah.
Look, firstly, I'm glad that they've gone coconut milk, not coconut oil.
Because
coconut oil, not good on many people's skin. This is something that we haven't really seen them promote. So we've been looking on Instagram and they're promoting mascaras. They're not promoting this. But I know a lot of people at home will be like, Max Factor, what the fuck? Who? What? Where? How? So Max Factor, like, they're the same company that do CoverGirl. And in a lot of regions, Max Factor is no longer available. But they're a better quality CoverGirl. And they are really well known for their base products. Their base products are beautiful. Often things that are successful in the Max Factor baseline, they then, you know, a couple of years down the track, cheapen it to bring it to CoverGirl. So if you like CoverGirl mascaras, mascaras as well, mascaras and any makeup really, but if you like their foundations, Max Factor is like just that bit better.
They get the new stuff first and then it comes to CoverGirl later.
And they trickle it down.
So
if I saw this, I'd probably give it a go.
Yeah,
it
me too.
Interesting.
Especially being hydrating.
I have a lot of faith in Max Factor foundations. I don't know. I'm interested.
You're keen.
I'm keen.
I'd give it a go too. Yeah. All right. Revolution Pro. These are the Luster Highlighters. They're available now at revolutionbeauty.com. So what we have here are highly pigmented, easy to blend highlighters that glide across the skin to illuminate your features and create a gorgeously soft gold iridescent finish. So it looks like there are four shades.
Yeah.
And they're available now. Like I said, they'll retail for £10, €12.99, $15 each. Now, these are in the shape of, roses, maybe.
Generic or flowers, I would say.
Yeah, I was thinking camellias, but I might actually be wrong about what a camellia looks like.
But this is one that has a lot of people have been talking about it for a couple of reasons. Firstly, there's four shades. On the website, I want to point out that they've doubled up on one of the images. So we've only got three shades here. But they did put up a swatch video where you can see the shades. Now, these look like glittery highlighters. I'm thinking sort of almost Jeffree Star highlighters. What are the Supreme Frost, Extreme
Frost? Yeah, Supreme Frost.
Supreme Frost. They're kind of like chunky bits of glitter. But these, the swatch video they did, I don't think, I don't know if these are going to be good or not, but they make them look really almost wet and chunky. And the question is, how is this going to apply nicely on the face with a brush? But the thing that a lot of people have been saying about these is that they think that they're copying the Smashbox Vlada MUA collaboration that happened 2 years ago. Now we do have those highlighters. This is, what is it? Petal Metal. And it is so a really cool sort of sparkly highlighter that shifts similar to the Becca one.
Yeah, similar to the Becca one, actually.
It's got like a peachy base, like a gold base, as you can see here, and then it's got a pink shift, and it's like a micro glitter. Now, the pan is not the same as Revolution. This is almost like a lip shape with drips and a rose in the mouth. And I don't think it looks as finely milled and as gorgeous as this, because the Revolution one looks really chunky. So I don't know if you can see how gorgeous that is.
It looks gorgeous.
But I don't feel like it's a dupe, even if they tried to dupe it. So also, brands bring out so many, like especially high-end brands like Chanel and all that kind of stuff, they bring out so many rose or flower-inspired highlighters that... To me, this just looks like Revolution Pro are trying to mimic higher-end stuff, just in general.
I agree. From Sol de Janeiro, we have a new shade of the Glowcomotion Glow Oil. So this is in Carnival Queen. It's a pink golden glow for the body and face. $35, 75ml bottle. It is available now when you're watching at Sephora US, and it's coming May 1st to the 3rd for Sephora UK and June 1st for Sephora Europe.
Interesting though, this looks a lot like, I remember there were some swatch sort of Instagram pages that were comparing the, wasn't ColourPop, what's their body, Sol Body?
Oh yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sol Body? They're comparing their liquid illuminators to the Sol de Janeiro ones, and they had dupes. But then Sol Body brought out a rose gold one for Christmas, and now the tables have turned. There you go. But if you're interested in that, it looks like a pretty colour.
It does.
All right, we've got a few things from Suku. The first one is the pre-summer collection. So this will be available at Selfridges on the 23rd of April, Harrods Beauty on the 7th of May. But they're saying, you know, check with your retailers because exact dates and times, I think under the current climate, people can't really confirm whether things will be out. But they're just saying that it's a beautiful colour collection that takes inspiration from Wildflower Bouquet, offering elegant floral shades that bring vibrance and freshness to your look. So we see there's an eyeshadow quad, there's a couple of coloured mascaras, four new lipsticks, and one of their ombre blushes that looks like pink.
Oh, that blush looks beautiful.
I really love this imagery though.
Yeah, me too. I'm so down for this sort of Nana Glam floral thing that brands are going with this sort of spring summer season. Keep it up. I'll probs buy something at some point because I vibe it hard. I love this really interesting floral design that they're doing. It's really like, it feels like a twist on like traditional old school makeup, but it's really modern and fresh. I love it.
Yeah, what I like about this particular sort of image that they've done and the sort of image that they've conjured in my head anyway is even though some of these flowers are sort of like Nana Glam and the colours are pretty like generic and basic, I feel like the plants they've taken reminds me of walking into a really high-end florist.
Yes, exactly.
With really interesting plants and, you know, so I think they've done this really well. I think it looks really sort of modern, but it's a modern take on, like you said, something that's just been done to death, which is florals. Yep. So yep. I think that's pretty cool.
We also have a summer collection. So the last one was pre-summer, which I think would be called spring.
Yeah.
Makes sense with
that's
the florals.
That's what I was thinking too. I was like, yeah, I know what that is. Spring. It's got a name.
Spring. But this is the summer collection. But this is like, again, they're going like out of the box with this. They're calling it Frozen Summer. So this is kind of like, this is kind of like winter meets summer. So this is launching around May sometime. So keep an eye out with your local retailers. Again, you know, things are a bit up in the air now. So who knows? Who knows what's going on? But we have a limited edition Design Color Eyes eyeshadow quad. There's 3 limited edition frosty shadow sticks, 2 vibrant rich lipsticks, 2 moisture rich lipsticks. There are 2 shimmer liquid blushes, 1 radiant cream concealer, which is odd, and 1 nail color polish. I will say that everything's limited edition. I just didn't want to keep reiterating that every time I spoke about a product.
This is an interesting collection because it sort of has some sort of spring, summer vibes where there's the peachiness and there's like the soft lilac-y blush colors and whatnot.
Yeah.
But then it looks frosty as fuck. Like it's interesting.
Isn't it strange?
Yeah, the nail polish looks frosty. The lipsticks, there's 2 of them that have like a shimmer to them. So one looks purple that has a almost blue shimmer. It's an interesting choice. Like I think this is probably going to be very popular in the Asian markets.
I think so.
For me, it's I'm going to avoid because I think I would look like a hideous beast wearing these.
Yeah, this one isn't, it's not for me. But I do have to say that I like the risk that they took on this.
Yeah.
I think it's like, it's fresh. I just don't feel like I've really seen a brand try to do something quite like this before. And while the color story doesn't inspire me to want to buy it, I like it. I'm like, yeah, go you.
All right, the next thing is an Ulta Beauty release. This is a collaboration with Marvel Studios' Black Widow movie. And it is, it's Ulta Beauty. So we've got an eyeshadow palette that's $20. It's got 12 shades. People are saying this looks very ColourPop Mulan.
Yep.
Pretty much looks very similar. We've got 2 face trios, $16 each. So one is a light shade, one is a deeper shade. There's 3 shades of lip kits or lip duos, sorry. These are $16 each. They both have a creamy lipstick and a matching lip liner. Sorry, 4 shades. There's a deep red, a deep berry, a dusty mauve and a nude pink. So they're available. There's also vinyl lip glosses, $10 each in 4 shades. There's a clear with a rose shimmer, a beige nude, a cool pink, and a classic red. Then you have 4 different types of brushes. There's a blush brush, which is $16, a powder brush, $20, flat precision brush, which is an eyeshadow brush, $12, and a tapered crease brush, $10. And then there's 3 types of bags. There's a Weekender bag, which is $28, Organizer bag, $18, Round Top bag, $16. They're all available now at Ulta Beauty. And I think the only people that are really keen on this are the Black Widow fans, because otherwise they look pretty basic.
Yeah, I'm not really into it.
Look, I have to say, though, I don't mind the eyeshadow palette.
It just reminds me of ColourPop.
Yep.
And I'm like, I got so many, I could probably dupe that.
But if, you know, someone, if this was a ColourPop palette, people would enjoy it.
They would.
Row of sort of sandy shades, a row of sort of reddy shades, a row of cool shades. I don't know. Like, I think that's not too bad, but it's pretty generic.
Okay. I think this might be the last thing.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, it is. All right, so this is the new Vizart palette that we've got coming our way. So this is the Spritz Edit eyeshadow palette. This is a 12-pan palette, and it's very like kind of peachy and nude, or like orange, peachy, and nude. So it's kind of in
leans very gold as well.
It does. Yeah, it's a very, very warm palette. I got to say, I actually love this palette. Love it. And I'm kind of thinking about buying it. It's $39.
Is that good for them?
Is that cheap?
Like, are they the small pans? Is that why?
Maybe they are smaller. Okay, so Kat and I have just done some research because we wanted to find out roughly what size the pan of these palettes would be. Now, it appears that these edit palettes are 12 gram palettes. So if we look at what we personally own, that means that it's going to be comparable to the size of the pans in the petite palettes because these are 8 grams per palette. So sold, Vizart.
It's going to be a little baby, like 12 pan, which is going to be so cute.
I'm so fucking ready for it. I love, 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 love their little palettes. Like, yeah. I love it. And I was saying, I filmed a video and I was saying, if they bring out more like this in color stories that I like, I'm going to buy them because I really enjoy this like tiny little compact thing that packs a punch. And if this is essentially one of these with an extra row, you got me. I'm down.
For an extra, $9? Like,
I know. Simple. I know.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good way to buy eyeshadows because they're really easy to store. Like if you've got a drawer, you could literally collect like 50 of them and it not being too cumbersome. And absolutely. Also, we're talking about it just off camera, 1 gram per shade is actually a lot of eyeshadow. Some, if you look at like Urban Decay and stuff, their naked palettes, it's like 1.2 grams per shade or something.
Yeah.
So even though it looks mini, you're still getting quite a lot of product. And I think for a brand of that quality, it's actually a really good deal. So if you're interested in like goldy orange shades, like that's the shade Fizz looks glorious swatched.
There's really beautiful shades here. You know what was stopping me from being like, yes, I'm definitely going to buy that? I was like, oh, the palettes are too big. Like I've got one of their big Vizart palettes, which they sent Kat and I one each to try, which was awesome. And I love it. And don't get me wrong, it's like it's a good compact size for a palette that has so many shades in it. But I was thinking what I want is this. I want mini. I want small. I want compact. And now that I know that's what this is, done. We're friends.
Makes me want to go and buy some of their nude ones as well. Because I know other ones in this format.
Like it's going to happen.
We're going to place an order, Hayley.
We are. Once we're finished filming. Lucky this is the last thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy it.
We need to get some retail therapy.
We do. This is going to be my ISO purchase.
Yes. Very good. Very good.
So if you want that, guys, it's available now at Vizart Paris for $39. Bargain.
Awesome. Bargain.
The time has come to dedicate this episode to a Beauty News VIP. And this week's VIP is Paperback Please.
Yes,
thank
please.
You so much. Yes, please. Thank you so much for supporting Beauty News. And thank you to everyone who supports Beauty News in whichever way you choose to do it. We do just want to give a little update. Usually we do monthly live chats for our VIPs. So they're the people that subscribe to the channel as a member. It is a paid service through YouTube. So if you do it, you know, if you don't, it's a thing. And usually we do live chats, but because we are unable to be together, we are putting it off until we are able to be together to do it.
For obvious reasons, but thank you for everyone's patience. And a few people have asked, how do they become a member? If you were interested, there should be a join button below the video next to the subscribe button or on our homepage. So if you do want to help support us through this time, that's a way you can do it. But if you can't see that join button, it means that the service is not available in your country. So that is limited based on the YouTube's restrictions. So just thought I would clarify that. But we have made it to the end, which means if you've made it to the end with us, leave an orange emoji orange. in the comments to let us know that you made it to the end, because all we want is orange eyeshadow palette.
Orange palette.
Look, we've been inside a lot. We need something to brighten our day.
We've been so good. We've been saving our dollars and, you know, not buying anything that we either don't need or don't want. And now we potentially want something and we are allowed to treat ourselves because we've been very good.
Been very good. We've been staying safe and we need a bit of a pat on the back with a nice new palette.
Well done us.
All
right, guys. Yeah. All right, guys. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Beauty News. If you did, give it a thumbs up. Don't forget to wash your hands. We love you very much and we will see you in the next one.
Bye. Bye.